This is Radio Nepal. I am Sri Zanabastola with the news. The headlines first. Government forms 5-member probe committee into death of Ganesh Nepali after self-immolation incident. Prime Minister Balendra Shah assures smooth coordination among stakeholders to resolve energy sector's problems. Education Ministry warns of action against institutions running foreign academic programs without government approval. And at least 12 people killed and 23 missing in southern Spain wildfire. Now the news in detail. The government has formed a 5-member investigation committee to probe the death of Ganesh Nepali, a youth from Mugu who succumbed to burn injuries. Nepali, who self-immolated at Tripureshwar of Kathmandu on Thursday, passed away yesterday while undergoing treatment in the ICU of Bir Hospital. During his address to a session of the House of Representatives yesterday, Home Minister Sudhan Gurung said the 5-member investigation committee coordinated by Deputy Inspector General of Police DIG Govinda Thapalia was formed regarding the incident. Home Minister Gurung said government had made preparations for taking the injured Nepali to India in a bid to save his life, but it was impossible due to the unstable health condition of Nepali as reported by the doctors. According to the minister, 5 people from the Kathmandu Metropolitan Police were taken under control for further investigation into the incident on Thursday. Minister Gurung also urged people not to doubt the government's intentions, saying that although some demands raised by the Gen Z movement and public expectations could not be fulfilled due to existing legal provisions, the government was committed to addressing the public concerns. Earlier in the meeting taking an urgent speaking slot, Mugu's lawmaker Khadak Bahadur Shahi said Ganesh Nepali was forced to take such an extreme step due to the state's wrong policies. He urged the government to abandon the misconception that laws can be effectively implemented merely by increasing fines. Meanwhile, political leaders have called for a thorough investigation into the death of Ganesh Nepali. Leader of the main opposition Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party Bhisma Raj Angdambe paid his last respects at Bir Hospital and described the incident as deeply tragic. He said the case reflects the growing hardships faced by young people struggling to earn a livelihood and urged the government to take the matter seriously. Likewise, the CPN-UML has also termed the incident deeply distressing. In a statement, UML General Secretary Sankar Pokhrel paid tribute to the deceased, extended condolences to the bereaved family and called on the government to carry out an impartial investigation, bring those responsible to justice and provide adequate compensation to the victim's family. Annual reports of 3 different bodies were presented at yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives. On behalf of Prime Minister Balendra Shah, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobita Gautam presented the 19th Annual Report of the Election Commission for Fiscal Year 2024-25, the 8th Annual Report of the National Security Council for the Fiscal Year 2024-25 and the 18th Annual Report of the National Women Commission for Fiscal Year 2024-25 before the House. Similarly, the House approved a proposal to deliberate on the National Service Corps Bill 2026 presented by Minister Gautam on behalf of the Prime Minister. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has said energy is the main basis of economic transformation which creates jobs and spurs industrialization and green development. During a meeting he had with the officials of the Independent Power Producers Association of Nepal, IPAN, at his office in Singhadarbar yesterday, Prime Minister Shah hailed the role of the energy sector in promoting Nepal's export trade. He informed that government had taken seriously the problems, opportunities and challenges in the energy sector. IPAN officials were assured that Prime Minister Shah would take move for smooth coordination among stakeholders, including the Line Ministry and Nepal Electricity Authority, so that problems facing the energy sector would be resolved. The Ministry of Education and Sports has warned that the academic institutions that run courses of A-level CBSE, IBDP and other programs without the government's prior approval would face action. The government has intensified its efforts in the implementation of the legal provisions by approving the Foreign Educational Programs Operation and Regulations from the Cabinet meeting on Wednesday. This is aimed at increasing educational quality and regulating colleges operating with affiliation from foreign academic institutions. The Supreme Court has issued an interim order directing the Assets Investigation Commission not to investigate the property of former judges and retired military personnel for the time being. A division bench of Justices Tek Prasad Thongana and Srikanth Paudel ruled that no one should be compelled to submit asset details until the writ petition is heard by a full bench. The court also instructed the commission not to proceed with investigations based on asset declarations already submitted and not to recommend any legal action until further notice. The interim order was issued in response to a writ petition filed by an advocate challenging the commission's action. A delegation led by the United Arab Emirates Minister of State for Foreign Trade, Dr. Thani bin Ahmed Al Zayoudi, paid a courtesy call on President Ramchandra Paudel yesterday. During the meeting at the President's office, the two sides discussed Nepal-UAE bilateral relations and matters of mutual interest, according to the President's office. Minister for Information and Communication Dr. Bikram Timmal Sinha has directed the Gorkhapatra Corporation and Public Service Broadcasting Institution to complete their pending annual audits by mid-December this year. During a review meeting, the minister said delays in audits have weakened financial discipline, accountability and budget implementation in public media institutions. He instructed the organizations to complete annual audits within the first 6 months of every fiscal year and activate effective internal audit systems. Dr. Timmal Sinha also directed state-owned media organizations to make the recruitment of local reporters transparent, competitive and merit-based while ensuring institutional accountability and good governance. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The two-day National Conference of Deputy Speaker of House of Representatives, Vice Chairperson of National Assembly and Deputy Speakers of all seven provinces concluded yesterday by issuing the Birtamot Declaration with the commitment to make the country's federal democratic system further effective. The declaration has stressed for ensuring effective role of Deputy Speaker and Vice Chairperson of the Federal Parliament and the Deputy Speakers of the Province Assemblies, develop and implement the annual calendar of legislative bodies and implement the reports and directives of the Parliament committees. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. At least 12 people have been killed and 23 others remain missing after a fast-moving wildfire swept through Spain's southern Andalusia region. According to the BBC, regional authorities said the victims were found in and around the village of Bedar near Los Gallardos in Almeria province. Four of the deceased are believed to be British nationals, although officials are still working to confirm their identities. Several others were injured, including four people who suffered serious burns. About 1,000 residents were evacuated as the blaze spread rapidly through wooded areas, forcing road closures. More than 200 soldiers, firefighters, and emergency personnel have been deployed to contain the fire. Spain has experienced extreme heat in recent weeks, with temperatures nearing 40 degrees Celsius, contributing to severe wildfire conditions across southern Europe. Authorities have warned that the death toll could rise as search and rescue operations continue. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather will remain mostly cloudy across the country today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan region, some places in the hilly region and at a few places in the Tarai region of the country today. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly region of Kosi, Bagmati, Gondaki and Karnali provinces, as well as the hilly and Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government forms 5-member probe committee into death of Ganesh Nepali after self-immolation incident. Prime Minister Balendra Shah assures smooth coordination among stakeholders to resolve energy sector's problems. Education Ministry warns of action against institutions running foreign academic programs without government approval. And at least 12 people killed and 23 missing in southern Spain wildfire. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.